Amnesia. It seems to only happen in soap operas and movies. It's the perfect solution for a writer who has no idea where to go next. Let's just wipe the person clean and start over. Sort of like they did with my computer when it had a virus. In fact, there's a TV show this season about a woman with amnesia. If it fails, maybe she can just forget she was ever in it. I'm about to try a new drug to help with the pain I've been feeling. Like always, there's a long list of side effects. I usually don't pay that much attention to the side effects. It's like those TV ads for drugs where they hire the absolute fastest talking person they can find to read through the possible dangers. My doctor was telling me about this drug when he came to the next possible side effect, amnesia. We actually both started laughing. Can that be for real? And what exactly do they mean? You forget the last 5 minutes or the last 5 years? Is it temporary? Well, I have to worry that maybe I've done something wrong, committed a crime, and don't remember it. That's another lame plot device in movies and TV. Should I write my name on my hand so I can look down surreptitiously if someone asks me? On the other hand, this could come in really handy. It's the perfect excuse. Who could argue with real amnesia? Get stopped for a speeding ticket? I forgot there was a speed limit. Don't pay your bills? Sorry, I forgot. We've always joked that there ought to be some benefit to going through all this, and maybe I've found it. Okay, no more kidding. If I could forget the last 2 years, would I? Wouldn't it be better not to remember the look on that first doctor's face when he told me I had a brain tumor? That conversation when they said I had 6 months to live, that would be forgotten. All the pain, physical and mental, gone. Just like that. Some new pain drugs block your short-term memory, so you may be in pain, but you don't remember it afterwards. Maybe this is like that, only on a larger scale. Still, I don't think I'd be interested. It's not the easy times that make us who we are. It's the tough times, the challenges, the setbacks. That's how we learn about ourselves. These last 2 years have made me who I am today. That's not something I'm willing to give up. That's something I hope I never forget.